Good morning, everyone. I'm Dean Johnson on 840 Rural Radio, KTIC, and it's time to check in with Soy Roy this morning. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How's everything going for you today?
Well, it's going just fine. This morning, having my regular monthly breakfast with a bunch of farmers that always get together at Mom's Cafe in Plattsmouth. Always interesting to get together and share ideas.
Sure, it sounds like a good way to start the morning. And as we start the morning in the markets, we're going to talk a little bit about how the weather has been across the area and your perception of it.
We're really dry right here. We had plenty of rain in the month of May, and we're going into June just fine, but we only had about an inch of rain for the whole month of June. So we're really getting to the point where we're kind of desperate now. The crops still look okay, but they're needing some rain pretty bad. Some places in Nebraska have had plenty of rain, and some of them are in worse shape than we are. So it's kind of a toss-up, kind of a spotted deal.
It sure has been spotty. And how important is the weather to the markets?
You know, I always tell people in my marketing workshops that really the perception of the weather is more important than the weather itself. Kind of depends a lot on where the bad weather is. When it's in the Chicago area, like it was in 2005, where we get a big run-up in the markets early on, and then they kind of fade away. Now the weather problem this year is in Nebraska and western Iowa, and the people who trade on the Chicago Board of Trade don't see it every day when they go to work, and so it takes a little longer for the weather problems to show up on the grain prices. But since about a week ago, or maybe a little better, we've got a lot of talk about weather problems and the possibility that the dry weather is going to cut down the corn and soybean production. And so, as you saw yesterday, pretty exciting markets in corn and beans both. And unfortunately, it's more from the future speculative side than it is from the cash side. It seems like the buyers just don't want to bid up, but the speculators are willing to buy the paper. So it's going to be kind of an interesting month or so here as we try to sort out what the production's actually going to be.
Sure. Well, how can people contact you if they have any questions?
My email address is roy@soyroy.com, and my website is soyroy.com, and I keep it all up to date, and it's all free.
Great. It was sure good talking to you this morning. Have a good breakfast.
Thank you very much. We sure will.
And that's Roy Smith as we take a look at our market commentary this morning on KTIC.